The Sahel comprises 9 countries which cover parts of West and Central Africa. Nations are increasingly being forced to devote more of their budgets to address security threats, according to the UN Special Envoy for the region, Hirut Gebrselassie. Meanwhile, she added, only 35% of the population can read and write.
It's very alarming that youth and women in the Sahel, who constitute a vast majority of the population, are the targets of recruitment into radical movements. Up to 41 million youth under 25 years of age in Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger alone face hopelessness and are at risk of radicalization or migration. If nothing is done to improve access to education, increase employment and integration opportunities for the youth, the Sahel, I'm afraid, will become a hub of mass migration and of recruitment and training of terrorist groups and individuals, which, as you know, will ultimately have grave consequences for global peace and security.
Nigeria and countries surrounding Lake Chad are collaborating to defeat Boko Haram, whose activities and bombings have caused 2 million people to flee their homes. Ujoy Ogwu is the country's ambassador to the UN.
The proliferation of small arms and light weapons is another principal cause of insecurity in the Sahel. Combating this problem is therefore crucial to improving the security situation in the region. This, of course, will require concerted action by the international community, regional organizations, states, and other stakeholders, including arms producers and exporters.
Despite this background, the UN envoy saw reasons to be optimistic.
The countries of the region have taken greater leadership and ownership of initiatives addressing regional challenges in the Sahel. There is evidence of enhanced partnership and coordination between the countries of the region and international partners using various platforms established by the G5 Sahel, the African Union, the Economic Community of West African States, the Economic Community of Central African States, and the Lake Chad Basin Commission.
Ms. Selassie urged the Security Council to step up action against drug trafficking, which finances terror and instability in the Sahel. It was also important to name those who indirectly support terrorism. She commended a Security Council committee on Al-Qaeda that has listed 7 entities and 6 individuals with origins in the region. Deanne Penn, United Nations.